gang, do you remember how rampant cancel culture was, particularly back in 2020? As a matter of fact, you know, that's when a number of scholars believe the parallel economy really began. At least it really began to blossom. It was right around that time of the explosion of cancel culture, particularly with Fauci leading all of the craziness around COVID. As many of you know, a number of members of our military actually lost their careers for refusing the jab. Now, of course, once the powers that be realized what a ridiculously stupid move that was, they ended up revoking the vaccine mandates and begged the soldiers to come back. Unfortunately, according to CNN, only 43 of the over 8,000 soldiers rejoined the military. 43. Let's go, Brandon, right? But really, gang, and you know this, it's only a matter of time before they try to pull off some crazy stunt like that again to whip up the American people back in line. So you got to act now to cancel culture proof your life. And that's why I have my good friend and sponsor, Jeff Rakowski from Kingdom 320, back with us today to let you in on one of the most effective and secure ways to ensure your livelihood and your legacy are big government proof. Jeff, welcome back. Great to see you as always.
Always good to be on the show, Dr. Steve. Always good to be here.
Well, our audience loves you. It's awesome having you back. And I'm very excited because we do absolutely have to protect ourselves from the next pandemic type event the government has up their sleeve. And you've got some amazing insight. You've got a big event that I'll be at coming up. And gang, if you just want to get a little bit of a sneak peek, just click on that link below or go to investgodsway.com. You're going to love it. But Jeff, I just, you know, real briefly, I mean, on this channel, we talk a lot about a phenomenon known as delegitimation, which is the loss of trust and confidence in our public institutions. Do you think kicking out over 8,000 patriots, you know, military members, has damaged significantly public trust in the big government?
Oh, absolutely, I do. I mean, the question, though, kind of presupposes that we trusted the government before that happened.
True, good point.
And I remember being 21 years old in the U.S. Navy about 20 years ago, and we're out in the Persian Gulf, and they decided to experiment and give us anthrax vaccines. And I remember we were going to get a round of five of them. They gave us two, and then we just never heard about it again. And I always wonder what issues I have, you know, that resulted from that, you know. But yeah, absolutely. I believe that damaged a lot of trust. And I mean, if you look back at the COVID time in general, I mean, it was just a crazy time to be alive. I mean, those of us that lived through it will never forget it. Yeah, but, you know, according to the Ronald Reagan Institute, I mean, trust in government and military dropped from 75% to 40% from 2018 to 2022. But, you know, really, in my mind, I mean, it was an experimental vaccine that was rolled out very, very quickly to try to meet a need. And it was forced upon the U.S. population, which is, I mean, to me, that's a violation of, you know, my body, right?
Right.
I mean, they tell us with abortion, you know, you know, your body, your choice.
My body, my choice. Exactly.
When it came to the vaccine, you know, we supposedly didn't have a choice. And those of us, I don't know about you, but I chose obviously to opt out of the vaccine. Yeah. My family and I, we did not receive it, and we were ridiculed. We were labeled as grandma killers. And
and
especially being a Christian, you know, people are saying you can't be a Christian. You're putting people's lives at danger. So, I mean, absolutely a damaged trust. And to me, it was really, you know, I always say on your show, Dr. Steve, is we have to, as Christians, we have to fight in the area of politics. We have to fight in the area of business, Hollywood, arts and entertainment, all of that. But the issue isn't political. It's not financial. It's a spiritual issue.
It is.
And to me, what happened during COVID is the enemy overplayed his hands.
Yeah.
And people are waking up to the agenda of it's really about control. It's about the agenda of the government controlling our lives and making us dependent on them, when God's design is that he is our provider. We are dependent on him, and we are to invade culture and break godly principles into all areas. To me, honestly, if the church did not drop the ball the way they have in America over the last 30, 40, 50 years, We would never be in this position because we would have more godly leadership. That none of this stuff, this stuff couldn't have happened. So absolutely, did it damage trust? 100%. And but also think not just about the 8,000 service members that we lost because they refused to do it. Think about how many were forced to get it that did not want to against their will because they were afraid of losing their jobs, losing their incomes, getting fired. And then, and think of all the great men and women that we lost that could be defending our country right now. It's really sickening, but hey, they did teach the military about pronouns, so they didn't completely blow it there.
It wasn't a complete loss. That's right. That's right. Well, I mean, you are bringing up a great point. People are not going to be duped again. They want to be uncancelable. That's the key. It doesn't mean that the government is going to try to do something, but they're ready to take them on the next time they try it. What's your advice for people trying to right now prepare themselves to defend against cancel culture and protect their family's legacy?
Yeah, we have to take our financial future into our own hands. You know, we've been trained in the United States of America, most Americans since we were young, to work hard in school, to get good grades, go out and get a good job, and then try to save our way to retirement, stay out of debt, and hope we have enough, when we're done working. And it's a flawed plan. There's a time in our country when we had defined benefit plans and, you know, it kept people in a position of cash flow. But really, 401ks are what most people are dependent on now for retirement. And it's really still in an experimental phase. It's not proven as of yet. So we need God's people and Christian patriots. We need to learn to buy assets, hard assets that work for us. We need to get money working for us. Real estate is obviously what I believe is the greatest asset class. It's created 74% of millionaires in our country, but it's really educating ourselves on how money works and getting it working for us is the bottom line.
Yeah, it's I love thinking about assets as the opposite of we often call it pay to play, but when we're employers or we're employees, I should say, it's work to pay. Get paid if you do certain work. The money is stagnant. It doesn't work for you or anything. The money only responds to whether or not you actually fulfill a task versus turning that money into an asset that's constantly generating money, further money, regardless of whether you're working or not. As I understand, I mean, classically speaking, that's what money was. Money was an asset, whether it's gold, real estate, or so forth. It was supposed to, in effect, reproduce itself. But then we turned it somewhere along the lines. We turned it into this work for pay kind of structure where, you know, I got to get up. Or I mean, and God bless it. We're all busting our butts. But in the end, you got to make sure your money ends up working for you, creating more money 24/7.
Absolutely. You know, and it's more important now than really any other time in history, in my opinion. And really the call that God has placed on myself and my company is to empower Christian patriots to own their own land, to own their own properties. And we mentioned this briefly the last time we spoke, but just about a month ago, you know, Jerome Powell came out with, you know, our quarterly GDP report from Q4 of last year. And what you heard on that was very, very concerning. Basically, he said three things. He said, number one, we just haven't been able to tame inflation. Inflation is still high. And we know that every time we go to the grocery store, buy some eggs, buy some beef. I mean, the cost of everything is higher. Yeah. But we're also, our economy is slowing down dramatically. They were projecting about 3.4% growth. We only came in at 1.6. And then this is the key part, though, and he said this very nonchalantly, is really, he said in the Fed's opinion, what they need to do is increase unemployment because Americans have too much money. They're spending too much. That's why they haven't been able to tame inflation. So it is. So, you know, over the next 12 to 24 months, the goal really of our leadership in our country is to see millions of millions lose their jobs. Americans lose their jobs. So for those of us that are depending on a W-2 income or just a 9-to-5 type deal, that is very, very risky right now. A lot of times people say, Jeff, you know, I love to invest in real estate, but it's you know, it's kind of risky. And there is risk in real estate. You know, once you get a good education, you mitigate it. But to me, it's much more risky working, trying to work for a corporation for the next 20 years, hoping that they're going to take care of you in the future. And beyond that is, while the leadership in our country, from the Biden administration to the Fed, all across the board, have created and passed fiscal policy that's making everything unaffordable for Americans, especially real estate, you do see companies like BlackRock, and we talked about this last time, Vanguard, you know, buying up as much of it as they possibly can. So I believe there's an agenda in our nation to turn the United States of America into a renter nation, to where less people are able, you know, to own. And God wants us to take territory. He wants us, because the thing is this, Dr. Steve, those who own the real estate, the land, the properties, create the most wealth, have the greatest impact, and create the roles, you know? Yep. I mean, going back to COVID and the vaccine, Pastor Jurgen, my pastor in San Diego, Awaken Church, you know, he took a bold stand during COVID, and he opened the church doors to help people, because he, you know, he saw the hypocrisy going on, but he also saw the people that were hurting, that the church was called to reach. But he was able to do that against orders of the state of California, because he owned the church buildings. Right. So, you know, for what's coming, we need to own land. We need to own our primary residences. We need to own investment properties. We need to get money working for us.
I've got more questions for you, but can you, like, right now, can you plug, you've got an amazing webinar coming up, the Faith and Freedom Masterclass. Can you plug, let us know, like, date, time, and where we can register for that? Because this is, because you're going to be covering, you are the solution to this insanity. When all is said and done, you are going to show, and you have been showing, countless patriots how to finally take dominion over their finances and over our nation at the same time. That's the beauty of what you offer.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this one. We call it our Faith and Freedom Masterclass. And I just to have the opportunity to host it with you, I'm super excited about it, just to have you chime in along the way. But it's June 20th at 8 p.m. Eastern time, the Faith and Freedom Masterclass. And the link is right around this video, Invest God's Way. And really what we're going to be doing, Dr. Steve, you know, so we're going to be taking every objection that the average person has off the table in terms of why they can't invest in real estate, why they can't buy properties. The big two that we'll be targeting is, many people think you need to have your own money to start investing in real estate, and it's simply not true. So we're really going to be talking through the 90-minute webinar, showing Christian patriots how to start generating active income in real estate. And what's incredible about real estate is, you don't need to quit your current full-time job. It's something, really, we can help you get results if you have maybe 5 to 10 spare hours per week. And we're going to start by showing you just how to start making larger chunks of money in a relatively shorter period of time, just for finding the real estate. You don't, at this point, you don't even have to buy it. You don't need to fund it. You don't need to borrow any other people's money. There's countless strategies on how to do that. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, you know, how to leverage asset-based lenders and raise money from other people, regardless of your current financial position. So you can start buying properties, flipping properties, things along those lines, but also really helping people, you know, in Proverbs, it says a good man or a good woman leaves an inheritance for their children's children. And I realize an inheritance is much bigger than money in real estate, right? Yeah. If I leave my kids $100 million, but don't teach them how to seek God first, I fail. Money is a part of that. And I find for most Christian patriots, it's just, they have no plan to get there. So we want to talk about how to get your money multiplying. Right now, countless Americans have large amounts of equity in their home that we're going to show you on that webinar, how to start turning that instantly into additional streams of income, how to self-direct your retirement account, get it, you know, out of the musical chair game of the stock market, you know, and hope that you have enough when you retire, and start, you know, developing cash flow. And there's also some cool stuff we'll be sharing. You know, many people think They say, oh, I wish I bought a home 3 years ago. The mortgage rates were 2% or 2.5%. You know, that's never coming back. And but there's ways to buy real estate right now at 2 and 2.5% interest rates just by educating yourself. So what's great about real estate, Dr. Steve, is it regardless of how old, young you are, race, all of that, none of it matters. Are you willing to get a little bit of education and implement it? So that's what that class is all about.
I love it. Absolutely. Absolutely love it. And just that's the brilliance of your mentorship. Do you know anyone personally who was in effect sort of canceled, but kept thriving because of their investments in real estate?
Yeah. You know, I have two good friends of mine, David and Jason Benham. And, we speak to them quite a bit. And if you're familiar with their story, you know, they got picked up for HGTV in 2012 and they wanted to launch them, you know, a flip this house type of show right alongside Chip and Joanna Gaines. But they're very bold.
I remember it. It was a great show. They did it. And they're just very charismatic on TV and whatnot, but they're solid Christian men who were obviously outspoken on social media.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, just for saying, you know, God's design is marriage is between a man and a woman, you know, and just simple things like that. They literally got canceled, but little did they know they own millions and millions of dollars of real estate. It was that money working for them, and it really backfired on the enemy because although they lost the show, it launched them, you know, into the public eye, and now you know they're spreading that message. I'm on stages with them like every 3 weeks, you know, and I hear them sharing that message. But that's the thing is it does not take much in real estate to have your monthly passive income exceed your monthly living expenses. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, you're essentially uncancelable. Yes. You know, all the men and women, going back to our very first question, that took the vaccine because they didn't, even though they didn't want to, just because they had to financially, you know, wouldn't have to do that if they owned assets that were creating passive income for them. So it's my passion. It's my team's passion. It's one of the reasons that I believe God put me on this earth is to help Christians acquire land and get money working for them. So I'm so pumped to do this webinar with you.
Right back at you, man. So just to clarify for everyone who's watching, can anyone join this movement and create that abundance that you've been talking about? Or is there anyone this isn't for?
You know, I believe anybody that's willing, you know, real estate is very simple, but it's not easy. If you're willing to put in some work, and take some action. You know, nothing in life happens without taking action. But really, really to succeed, Dr. Steve, I believe there's three things, you know, we all need. I like using military analogies, but we all need a general. And to me, that speaks to the power of mentorship. You know, so that's what we do is we hold people's hands, we help them implement. You know, if you want success, the greatest shortcut is finding somebody that's doing it the way you want to do it, doing it God's way. And, you know, copying, repeating. But we also need a community. We need a community around us of like-minded Christian believers, you know, all pulling in the same direction. And then we just need a battle plan. And that really comes down to over the last 20 years now of investing in real estate, owning properties and apartment buildings all across the country at this point, we've developed very specific checklists, very specific software, very specific SOPs that people just, you know, kind of follow step one, step two, step three to really get that success. So I would say, you know, you need at least 5 to 10 hours a week, you know, to be able to dedicate to it. And what's incredible about real estate, I always find this fascinating, is it's created more millionaires than any other asset class, as I said earlier, but it just doesn't take much to get started. You don't need to quit your full-time job. You don't need a brick and mortar location. You don't need employees right out of the gate. You just need the right systems and willing to put in a little bit of sweat equity, as they say, you can have the results that you're looking for.
All right. So what should people do? I mean, this is great. I'm excited. I can't wait for this. What's the next step for our listeners who want to put their family and their generational wealth first?
Yeah, the next step is to simply click on the link, you know, investgodsway.com. I believe it's right below this video. And then come ready for Thursday, June 20th, 8 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. and just come with an open mind and an open heart and ready to learn. And again, you're going to be blown away by some of the things that you learn. One of the things that students always leave saying is they didn't realize all the opportunity that they drove by every single day, but they didn't recognize it was there. So we're going to teach people how to recognize opportunity. You know, my mentor, you know, asked me one time, he says, "You know what POR stands for?" And I'm like, "I know what it means. I don't know what it stands for." But he says, it stands for passing over opportunities repeatedly. And we're all, you know, it's kind of like, you know, when you're researching a car online, a Jeep or something you want to buy, you're checking it out online, and then you start driving around, and then all of a sudden you see that car everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. After this masterclass, it's going to open your eyes to the opportunity around you that was there the whole time. And we're going to show you how to capitalize on it.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Gang, we have to keep building the parallel economy and bypass big government. So don't let anyone or anything keep you from building generational wealth for your family's future. I urge you to take action now. When the government comes up with the next, you know, pandemic type event, it's going to be too late. So you have to start now so you can live and give abundantly. Click on that link below or go to investgodsway.com and join us for a live webinar, Faith and Freedom Masterclass. It's so exciting, where Jeff is going to be breaking down the exact real estate strategies he used to go from bankrupt to financially independent. Yeah, write it down. It's Thursday, June 20th, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. You're going to absolutely love it. I'll be there. It's absolutely free. It's a gift exclusively for Turley Talkers, so make sure to take advantage of this wonderful opportunity. Click on that link below right now, and I can't wait to see you there. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure to chat with you, my friend.
Thanks, Dr. Steve. I'll see you soon.
Absolutely.